You're listening to SBS News.
Peter Dutton was out delivering ice creams at Brisbane's Ekka Agricultural Show and seemed a fan of the offerings.
Ice cream and strawberry jam.
At the same time, he confirmed his front bench wouldn't be at the new government's upcoming job summit in Canberra, despite receiving an invitation from Treasurer Jim Chalmers.
Why wouldn't we attend Jim Chalmers' job summit? Because it's a stunt with the unions. Don't forget that Jim Chalmers was the chief of staff to Wayne Swan. Now, we'll support all sorts of good policies from the government. We've demonstrated that. We support them on their stance in relation to the Chinese Communist Party at the moment. But we're not going to support stunts. The fact that Jim Chalmers wrote to me and then within a couple of hours dropped that letter to the Australian newspaper demonstrates it was nothing more than a stunt.
The summit of 100 industry and union representatives is a key commitment of the Albanese government, set up to combat the current crippling worker shortages. But Mr. Dutton says the summit's outcomes are predictable.
The outcomes at the job summit will represent the priorities of the unions, and I worry particularly over the course of the next couple of years, with the economic uncertainty that's there, that small businesses and other businesses won't be able to cope with those union demands. And in the end, who loses out? The workers do, because those workers will lose their jobs.
Just last month, the Coalition's Treasury spokesman, Angus Taylor, was demanding a seat at the table. But now...
Look, we think the job summit has the potential to be very constructive. But the reality is that the way Labor is approaching it has not been in good faith, and it's very disappointing.
Jim Chalmers seemingly unconcerned by the criticisms.
Yeah, the position that he's taken does not reflect the position of mainstream Australia. It doesn't reflect the position taken by the business community, by the union movement, by different levels of government, different political persuasions of state governments and local councils. Once again, Peter Dutton is isolated. You know, he is a destructive figure in a country that wants to collaborate and seek consensus.
But while the Liberals want out, its junior opposition partner, the Nationals, want in.
The National Party hasn't been invited.
So if you got an invite, would you go?
Yes, I believe that Labor's failing regional rural Australia and understanding the unique nature of the requirements for Labor in regional Australia, not just in the agricultural sector, but also in terms of skills.
Nationals leader David Littleproud says that his party is keen to ensure that key interests are represented.
And it's important that regional Australia actually gets a voice. This government has forgotten about regional rural Australia, and we haven't had a voice. And I think it's important we do have a voice at whatever forum's provided.
The Treasurer has now extended an invitation to the Nationals leader. SBS News has been told that Mr. Littleproud will accept and attend the summit, defying his Liberal colleagues and exposing divisions within the opposition. Tina Quinn, SBS News.